This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The U.S. Speaker of the House and key opposition lawmaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to Congress. She says he lied when he testified on April 9th that he was not aware of Robert Mueller's concern over how he had publicly presented the special counsel's Russia probe findings. The Justice Department released a letter Wednesday from Mueller to Barr that shows Mueller's concerns before the April 9th hearing.
If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General. Being the Attorney General does not give you a bath to go say whatever you want, and it is the fact because you are the Attorney General.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says Pelosi's statement is offensive.
I just think it's over the top. I think it says more about her than it does Bill Barr. I don't believe he lied.
Barr failed to show up to testify before the House committee Thursday, with the Justice Department objecting to a move to allow staff lawyers to take part in the questioning. Venezuela's military announced on national television Thursday that it will stand firmly behind embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Juan Guaido, the U.S.-backed interim president, called for the military to turn against Maduro on Tuesday. Thousands of Venezuelans heeded the opposition's call to fill the streets around the nation a day later. Evacuations were underway along India's eastern coast on Thursday as authorities braced for Cyclone Fani moving through the Bay of Bengal. This roadside vendor said he was one of the people evacuating to safety. Indian authorities have evacuated more than 1.2 million people from coastal low-lying areas. This is VOA News.